When I've told them, we know what fish do in that lake.
Yes, we do.
So it's nothing new.
So we're looking pretty good for a water situation for our lifetimes.
And, you know, we are still looking for water supplies. The city of San Angelo is in partnership with the city of Midland and the city of Abilene. And we are looking all over the state for water that we can buy that will take care of our three cities for the next 100 years. And, you know, Scott, there is a lot of water in the state of Texas. There's a lot of water in the state of Texas. The problem is from getting it from where it is to where it ain't. And we are certainly in that uphill position. Yeah. It's all extremely expensive.
When I was a young man, my granddad retired from ranching and bought a place at Dove Creek. And he had a windmill, he had a submersible pump, he had water from the creek, and he had the water system out there. I said, "Grandpa, why would you want all these?" He goes, "You go through a drought, young man, and you'll find out real quick."
I think it was 100 years ago when Mark Twain said, "Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting." And I believe we're probably getting there.
Wonderful.
It's precious.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to bring up something. I want to see what you think on it, because okay. We got hit both ways on it, which I saw the trash deal, the one y'all picked. To me, I think even a blind man could have picked the one you picked.
I agree.
Now, not everybody agrees with me, but it's my just opinion. Tell me what's going on with our main thing is our dump site, which was a huge deal in that contract, if I remember right.
You know, I'll preface this by saying that this trash contract is 2.5 years old. We enacted this on August the 1st of 2014. Wow. It is a 10-year contract with an opportunity for an extension if we both agree. So this is not a new contract. This is a huge contract. It is an expensive contract. And Republic paid us $3.6 million to start off this contract. Plus, they're paying us almost $1 million a year in leases and royalties. Plus, they have made many, many accommodations. And they did it for less money than the other company was starting at.
If I remember, a whole lot less.
A whole lot less. And the other company was giving us absolutely nothing. In fact, they demanded that we write a letter to indemnify them from any problems in that landfill, past, present, or future. It was their proposal was not good. It was like comparing a grape to a watermelon is the way that I have said it. We took the right one. We've got a good system. Now, the problem we have now is the lawn clippings. And in many portions of our town, when people cut their lawns and they bag it, the Republic is only going to pick up what is in that brown can. So if you've got six
or green can,
or
recycling,
green can and recycling, you're right. But if you've got 10 or 12 or 15 sacks of lawn waste, they're not going to pick it up as they have in the past. So that waste is accumulating. And then code gets on people and they start writing up tickets. And a lot of our elderly people, they really have very little choice as to what they can do. We had a proposal back in June where we would do trash every week. We would do recycling every other week. And those people that needed more recycling, we would give them an extra can free of charge so that they could fill two cans up to be picked up biweekly. And then that next month, we would pick up their trash, bulk pickup, two men on the back of a truck on a specified their trash day. And every month, we would make one run to pick up all of the waste that they had, lawn waste, any waste that they had. That was the plan, and it was a very good plan. I thought our team negotiated a very good deal with the Republic. And again, and I hate to say this, but I will, for political reasons, we killed this proposal. And now we have thousands of sacks of wet, moldy, mosquito-laden lawn clippings laying all over our town. And it's a public health threat. So next meeting in December, we will bring this back, hopefully, for a conclusion on this. And it is my hope that we will go to once a week trash, biweekly recycle, and once a month on a specified day every month, we'll pick up bulk.
Can I give you one more little trivia?
Hit me.
We manage quite a few properties. I own a few, manage a lot. Several commercial properties, including my real estate office, the property at the lake, different things. We have the big, huge dumpsters in the back. Because they don't have a place to put them, they come fill up those dumpsters. So the tenants and the people that are paying, you know, for that dumpster every month, $200 or $300, can't use their dumpsters because it's getting filled up with grass and stuff of that nature.
We call that in the mayoring game, we call that the law of unintended consequences. And that's exactly what it is. When people have this filth that they can't get rid of,
I understand.
They're going to get rid of it. And somebody going to pay for it.
Yeah. So well, yeah, but see,
and I know who it is.
Yeah. So, but that just, you know, that is one of the deals.
That's true.
Sometimes you don't know the consequences to what happens, but had several other people say, Scott, what are we going to do? Because this is not working. Well, they put, end up putting locks on it, which is more, you know, more money,
even
more
hassle.
Problems. It's just a deal. So sometimes it doesn't seem like a big deal in terms of a big deal.
I'm hoping, Scott, that in the first meeting in December, we will be able to solve this problem and be able to get rid of some of this trash that is accumulated in our city because of a decision we made. We should have been doing this in June. But that's just my personal opinion.
Well, sometimes, I tell my daughter this. I said, if you screw up and you do something and you learn from it, it's called a lesson.
That's it.
If you keep doing it over and over, you're just a dummy.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a lesson learned there, and
we'll
get it fixed and go down the road.
And Republic tells us they're going to work with us, and they have thus far. They have thus far. And if people would just Google what they pay for trash service in, say, Austin, Texas, less service at about three times what we pay here. I mean, all you need to do, if you do not realize what a good economical trash service we have here, is look at the other communities that have less that pay two and three times more.
And sometimes, you hear the only other complaint I heard is, well, I hate having to take my trash can out to the street. Well, I don't know how to answer that.
There's no way to answer it. It's just a fact of it. It's nature of the beast. These big trucks can't move down these alleys. They were having trouble when they were using the other trucks moving down the alleys. I built fence all my life, and I have put fences up for Trash Away and Republic all my career. And there were always fences being knocked down because there's not enough room to maneuver in these alleys. These big trucks require 5 foot to even work the arm. Well, there's not enough room in the alleys that are not improved.
I told one gentleman, and I don't know why. I don't know why, because we had Trash Away on Republic on the radio show. And I thought David did a good job explaining stuff. And I got blasted. And I said, well, I can tell you how to fix it. It's money. I said, if we'll just triple what we pay for trash, they don't have to have those machines. They'll get the bin back on there.
That's true.
Well, I don't want to increase my trash bill.
Yeah.
I said, well, you can't have it both ways. You can't have cheap and little work for you or pay more and they'll have no work for you.
That's right.
Well, you can't have cheap and no work for you.
And where we were on August the 1st of 2014, we had two proposals, two only, which meant that we could either go with one or the other, or we'd start burning our trash and have no pickup at all. So we did the best. Okay.